The theme is having a reverence for nature. And I've chosen here to honor some of the Native American poets who expressed their love for the natural world and how important it is for each of us to be reminded that we are connected to nature, not in nature to push it around. Orrin Lyons, who was known as the Onondaga Faith Keeper, spoke these words as he expressed how the Native Americans felt about the generations yet unborn. In our way of life, in our government, with every decision we make, we always keep in mind the seventh generation to come. It's our job to see that the people coming ahead, the generations still unborn, have a world no worse than ours, and hopefully better. When we walk upon Mother Earth, we always plant our feet carefully, because we know the faces of our future generations are looking up at us from beneath the ground. We never forget them. This idea of remembering the unborn generations and having a reverence for nature is a very powerful message for us today as we think about our planet and how connected we need to feel to it. Wolf Song of the Abenaki tribe put it this way. He calls it a sacred hoop. To honor and respect means to think of the land and the water and plants and animals who live here as having a right equal to ours to be here. We are not the supreme and all-knowing beings living at the top of the pinnacle of evolution. But in fact, we are members of the sacred hoop of life, along with the trees and rocks, the coyotes and the eagles and fish and toads, that each fulfills its purpose. They each perform their given task in the sacred hoop, and we have one too. Such a wonderful reminder, there's a sacred hoop that we are all connected to, and everything, including the minerals, the vegetables, and the animals, and us, are a part of it. There's an ancient saying that says, God sleeps in the minerals and rests in the vegetables and walks in the animals. The Ojibwe prayer asks us to consider this. Grandfather, look at our brokenness. We know that in all creation, only the human family has strayed from the sacred way. We know that we are the ones who are divided, and we are the ones who must come back together. To walk in the sacred way, Grandfather, Sacred One, teach us love, compassion, honor, that we may heal the earth and heal each other. This reverence for our surroundings is something we can all have by being in a constant state of gratitude for all that is our world, our planet, our universe, and everything that's in it.